Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens. Although many operations are still ongoing, the federal government has technically been shut down since last Tuesday due to an impasse over funding between the Republican-led House and Democrats who control the Senate and the White House. The Republicans say they won't pass any budget that includes funding for the Affordable Care Act, saying that the measure needs to be revised or overhauled, while Democrats won't pass any budget that does not include that funding. Both sides are accusing the other of not negotiating, as Republican Congressman Bill Heisinger remarked during an interview last week. We'll chat as of 6:17 on a Thursday morning, and day three of the government shutdown is pretty much ahead of us, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, and we're trying. We're trying here in the House, at least. We've been passing total CRs, continuing resolutions, which are just these massive spending bills, these big budget bills that would fund the entire government. That's been rejected by the Senate, and now we're going back and. In a strange way, Gary, we're kind of back to where we had started. We had tried to pass individual spending bills previously, and we, in fact, passed four of them in the House. And the Senate had decided that that was not what they were going to do. And so that effort was abandoned, and we tried doing the whole big chunk all at one time, and that wasn't working. So now we're back to trying to take this piece by piece. So far, they're saying they're going to reject that as well, but at some point or another, they're going to have to explain that to the American people, why that's acceptable, because it certainly isn't acceptable to me, and it shouldn't be to the American people as well.
All right. How do you make, or what's your take on this statement from White House spokesman Jay Carney? Says the president will be stopping at a construction company in Maryland today to call attention to the shutdown's impact on businesses, and that Mr. Obama is seeking nothing in return for lawmakers ending the shutdown by passing a clean funding extension.
Well, the clean funding extension is at a higher spending level than what we're currently at. What it would say is that we just want to fund the government without any kind of reforms and without any kind of changes to how we are doing it. There's a number of us that, including some Democrats, that believe that there should be some tweaks as to how we're spending this. And as it looks, certainly on Obamacare, there's some things that need to be reformed. And here's the thing. The administration admits it, and the Senate admits it, maybe not by their words, but by their actions they do, because President Obama has already changed 17 different times. He has signed bills that change the Obamacare program. And we know that he's suspended the employer mandate portion of the requirements in Obamacare, but left the individual mandates. That means individuals have to go and get insurance, but the bigger companies do not have to supply that for their employees. That isn't fair. And we also know that there was this ruling by the Office of Personnel Management that contrary to what the law says, there's going to be the federal subsidy is going to be paid for our health care for members like myself and our staff and others, including the administration staff. And frankly, that is that's a separate ruling outside of what the law says, and it's a problem. Because we're setting up a two-tier legal system here. We're setting up a system that says the rules apply to all of you, but we've decided that this part of the law doesn't apply to us. And frankly, that's what our founding fathers fought against, all right? That was what happens when you've got an aristocratic form of government with a king and all these others where they can say, well, you know, here's the law for everybody else, but here's the law for the ruling class. And I'm not trying to make this too dramatic, but this is so problematic for us because that's the foundation of what this country is about, equal application of the law. And we're not having it here, and yet they don't even want to face that.
On the Democratic side, words such as terrorists and radicals about the GOP have come from many quarters, including Twitter postings by Ottawa County Democratic Party Chairman Doug Zylstra. What fallout has there been besides just the perhaps the Twitter and the social media fallout? Have you heard anything from, a statewide or a Democratic national committee stuff on this?
The statewide party got a little bit upset about that, but at the same time, as my counterpart on the other side, Dave Aizeman, says, you know, if you're not over the target, you're not getting flack, right? So to say something that we're in, this is a hostile situation we're being presented with, and Republicans get upset about that. That's because we're not that far from the truth, right? And so you go back to the same thing. If we're presenting something that is, you know, makes sense, let's get the government going forward, let's get over this impasse, and let's, you know, sit down in a room and discuss this as adults, we're okay with that. In fact, that's what the president's proposing for the last 2-3 years. The Republicans come back at every instance to say, we're not going to negotiate. John Boehner has said, we're not negotiating with the president. We're just going to keep making demands that have dangerous results.
Let me ask you this, Doug. Are you concerned that this is just round one, that we might be doing this again in a few weeks, even if this gets resolved? We might be doing this again in a few weeks?
I am worried about that. I am worried that this is going to kind of roll right into the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling is simply us paying the bills that we've incurred. I mean, your credit card bill comes due. You have to pay it because you've made those purchases, right? But if Republicans say, oh, the shutdown wasn't enough for us, we have to go even farther in our demands, that I think is dangerous. And I think people have to realize that the debt ceiling is simply us paying bills that we've already incurred, right? And so Republicans say, we're not going to do that. It's just like them saying they're not going to pay their credit bill, their credit card bill. And then to attach Affordable Care Act to that, I say either you repeal Affordable Care Act or we're not going to pay our credit card bills, that a rational person said that doesn't make sense.
To a certain extent, the statewide and the National Democratic Party sort of poo-poo Ottawa County. They give some lip service, or it appears that they give lip service to the Ottawa County Democrats. And really, when you come to, you know, ask for some help, support, try to upend a Republican, short end of the stick, unfortunately, comes around here. Do you get a feeling that perhaps some of your statements and some of the attention that has already been garnered by this and other things have happened might be a little call to the statewide party and to the national party, hey, we're here, we can do something, give us some help?
Sure. I want to say two things. I mean, one, obviously, up until this point, numbers have not always been favorable to us. But that doesn't mean in the future that it has to continue that way, and I don't believe it will continue that way. We've had Gary Peters come here downtown Holland 3 weeks ago. We've had the chairman come in over the weekend. And I think that they're starting to realize that Ottawa is a big county, that there are a lot of folks in the middle, that if we present the Democratic message to them, to the folks in the middle, that some of those numbers will start to swing our way. And I see no reason to doubt that.
The one state race and then the showing by Michael Bryan against Fred Upton, me, opened some eyes there, too, last year.
Right. It's all along the West Coast here. I think that, you know, Fred's going to have a difficult race in his hand next year. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in Bill Heisinger's race. But, in 2008, the president did very well in this district. So it's just a matter of us showing up and us, you know, basically saying what we believe in. And in this case, we believe the Affordable Care Act will bring measurable benefits. And when Republicans want to repeal that in a hostile way, I don't think there's any reason why we can't point that out.
The political stalemate continues. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thanks a lot for listening. And join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.